This is CliffCentral.com.
It's Wednesday. My name is Mpol Secret, joined by Maputi Perez, extraordinary producer. Yes, sis, today has been such a long day. Summer's coming, it's the 31st. Tomorrow's the 1st of September. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Amazing music coming from somebody who's in studio. You're going to find out a little bit later about him. He's here. He's looking standard with shades.
He is looking hot. But before we go any further, how was your weekend? Varvas J,
the feature we do where we go to events and we just invade the space. This week we're at the MTV base. DJ Battle.
We started with the lunch, remember?
It was, yes, sis. Don't know, we're at the lunch. Where stuff happened, Maputi? We're not going to talk about stuff, but she knows. Yes, it's amazing. So the MTV Mamas Awards are going to be held in Joburg this year. And we're at the announcement party that happened right there in Parktown. All the best local music. And African in general, you know.
And later on in the week, they loved us. They were like, guys, come to the MTV DJ battle.
Because Maputi,
it was really amazing.
Because you are like, you're always networking, you're always talking, you're always. It's very difficult for somebody not to like you. It's very difficult.
I know. I'm in this phase.
And then on Saturday, we were at the Steers.
The Shout campaign.
Yes. So Steers Time and Shout campaign is launching a new campaign whereby they're raising 2 million rand. To build libraries across South Africa. So all you have to do is to buy the Steers combo meal. And yeah, that's what's going to be.
Yeah, shout.
Back to the music. This was Soul Stringer playing you an amazing, amazing track. Getting track.
Lerato.
Lerato.
And by the way, Soul is the ex music artist.
Okay, we're going to play King. He's a multi-talented artist, Soli, popularly known as the legendary guitarist of musical ensemble Musart, is finally going solo. The Kukuzov born and raised artist believes being the 6th of 7 kids was no mistake, but symbolic of the connection he would have with 6 strings instrument. Wow. Soul Stringer is currently in studio working on his debut album titled Stringing Out Loud. So that's where the soul stands. That's what he said. So the S-O-L stands for Stringing Out Loud, which he describes as neo-electro. Woo, he's here in studio. Hey, man, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you going?
We're fantastic. My was just talking about you earlier. And she was like, I'm like, please get our first gig. She's like, oh, no, that handsome guy. I don't know what I'm going to say.
Wow.
So she has a little bit of crushy happening over there. So who are you exactly besides Musart? Who tell us who Soul Stringer is.
Soul Stringer is a fun, outgoing, loving kind of person that loves to have fun, loves to laugh, loves people, and networking and out and about. Like, I'm all about fun and being happy, you know, because I believe in life. You have to be happy to really enjoy life. I think actually not being happy is a sin.
No,
so if you're not happy, you're sinning. Make sure you better be happy. Yeah.
Yeah, because why are you flipping existing if you can't be, you know, alive?
Yeah.
You know, when you're sad, and like, stop being sad. You know. So we heard your music. What were the influences behind the sound?
A little bit of EDM in there. And
Okay, for me, I've been working with a lot of DJs, a lot of artists, you know, I've done quite a lot of stuff, but not really my stuff. I've never really worked on my stuff.
Yeah.
But now, I've always had a thing for electro music.
Yeah.
Even though, that electro and rock are
we
my
can
favorite.
Literally hit, yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah. That's like my favorite genres and stuff like that. So, with EDM, the plan was to have dance music.
Yeah.
But now, actually, even with that being said, the initial plan was not for me to really sing. I was actually going to be like producing music and getting on like different artists and stuff like that. But a friend of mine was like, no, come on, man. We got to do something. Come on, man.
That's a kind of
jump on the mic.
Don't waste
that's
the
an
voice.
Amazing voice.
You know?
Not. Oh, Puti finally opens her mouth. Yes. So really, you are talented. You're multi-talented because guitarist, producer, singer, songwriter.
Yeah.
What can't you do?
Man, I wish I was what do you call those guys that go to space?
Astronauts.
I wish I was.
You wish you could go to like Fambe Moyeni.
You know, because even like not so long ago, I ventured into acting.
Yeah.
An upcoming movie called She's King.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm part of the supporting cast.
So all the slash we just mentioned, plus slash actor.
Yeah, that as well. That,
so how you were saying earlier on that you're an independent artist.
Yeah.
What has been the trials and tribulations with regards to that?
I'm not going to lie. A lot of people think it's just like standing behind the mic, just singing and music just gets on radio.
Yeah.
There's quite a lot that's got to be done behind that. Like, for instance, you got to make sure the song gets mixed and mastered.
Mm.
After that, you have to get your publisher to handle that.
Mm.
At the same time, get the code for it. So when it plays on radio, there's a code for it. And after that, get the distribution for it to be on iTunes and all those, you know,
platforms.
Those,
yeah.
And after that, still get it marketed, meaning now you have to do your social media. At the same time, like, for instance, seeing Saul String on a magazine, on the paper, hearing Saul on the radio, on TV, there's marketing behind it.
And PR and marketing.
Yeah, PR behind that.
Branding. There's a lot of work.
Yeah, there's a lot of work. And a lot of people think it's just, nah, you know, I'm just going to, you know,
I'm just going to go there.
Yeah, you know.
Guess I.
No. It takes quite a bit. But for me right now, I can say that I've been actually kind of enjoying this trip because now I'm doing me. It's all 360 me.
You
know? Yeah, because I've been kind of thoughtful and, like, you know, doing things with people. Sometimes I'm just like, you know what? Let me just step back. Let another person do their thing and shine. You know? It's like a team effort kind of thing.
Yeah.
So now I'm doing me with no boundaries, nothing.
There's no...
It's going to stop me. If I put my mind to it, I'm going to make it happen. That's it.
And Maputi was talking about you. Yeah, because Maputi, yeah, and get a crush. So, was also saying, oh my god, this guy is so familiar. I'm like, yeah, he's some news art, you know. I don't know if you could call you a breakaway artist, but
make you sound like Prison Break.
But you found your own niche, and, you know, you're actually finding yourself, and you know who you are, and that's absolutely amazing. Yeah. And you know, Maputi.
Besides music and between music and film. Which one do you love the most?
Okay.
Oh my god, I'm getting tongue tied. My lord.
Trying to make trying to get a brother blush in here too. Come on.
And leading no more.
I'm gonna say this before I started back then, right? Because I started writing when I was in grade 5.
Mm.
So it's been before I even touched the guitar. I started writing. Because remember back in the day, a lot of people used to listen to a lot of music and write them down and try to sing along.
Yeah.
That era for me was also another time for me to actually like compose some of my stuff.
Yeah.
So in that, I always saw myself entertainment. I used to love watching TV and saw myself on TV. I was one of those kids.
Yeah.
Saw myself on TV, but I never knew that I was going to be real entertainment. And the other side of the fence was just music.
Music,
but
yes.
Now, still later on, growing up and getting in the music, still I still fell in love. I'm still in love with the acting.
So,
yeah, I think that's also another thing that I still want to pursue more. But now I'm all about the music. But I can say it's more like it's both storytelling. Like I can say by the grace of God I reached 60. If anyone to ask me a question. What would you tell me about your life? And, you know, what's up with that? I'm like, I can say that I've been, I don't know how many different numbers of people in my life.
Yeah.
So
you love storytelling.
So,
yeah.
I think story based.
Hey. Okay. So basically, both of the mediums actually tell a story, and both of them are very artistic.
Yeah.
So you know the show is all about top 3 trends that happened during the week, right?
Yeah.
So there's a trend that was trending throughout the whole week. The Pretoria Girls High.
Yeah.
So Kinelin trend.
No, Arabuka
FL. Yes, the Pretoria Girls High, you know. So what is happening is that a lot of girls say the systems and the codes said that as a black female child specifically, you can't have mriol or over. It needs to be trimmed. It needs to re, you know.
Yeah.
Yes. So what do you think about such codes and, you know, rules that, you know, yeah.
Okay, for one, I'm an artist, right? So there's some episodes in my life where I kind of, to a lot of people, maybe it looked like I was being a rebel.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes at school, they kind of what word can I use? They kind of like put too much on you that you sometimes forget who you are.
Yeah.
And they kind of like, they shut you down. Meaning that person that's supposed to like a flower, you know, blooming.
Mm.
You end up not really blooming to that certain extent, a level.
Mm.
Because of so much, if you put on you, because now there's too many rules and regulations that that person with their hair. Like, for instance, there are girls that they don't have a problem with the hair side. Like, you know what? I can go trim my hair. I don't have a problem with that. Mm. But for me, this hair represents who I am.
Yeah.
And with this hair, there's a lot of things happening in that person. There's like development stage that this person loves poetry. But now they see themselves with natural hair. And that's a part of them. That's a part of storytelling. When they grab a pen and paper, who you are is what you're going to put down on paper. So now, if otherwise I want to be a doctor, I don't really care about hair. You know, so sometimes you really have to like accommodate people on, you know, besides the fact that there's African, there's Caucasian, but at the same time, in a way, it was really not so kind of cool the way it was handled.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because now they're Caucasian, black.
Yeah.
We do hair in a different manner, you know, but at the end of the day, we have to just learn and live with our indifferences.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah.
You are so talented, you're so philosophical, talented guitarist, actor, and all these other great things that you are. You know what? I think you're going to be the next, you literally are going to be the next big thing. Your music is amazing. When I keep playing it on the show, thank you for spending, you know, Nakuyaha with us, being here with us, and actually just, you know, we're really proud of you.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Amazing music from Troll Saul. He was just here a minute ago. And we do support local music. He's up and coming and it's going to blow up real soon. Up next, we've got Funny Man. He is nominated for the Savannah Comics Choice Award. He is Yassine Barnes. I keep asking myself, this Barnes or Barnes?
Barnes. Barnes. Like, or Barnes. Like animals live in a
barn.
Barn. That's the plural of the animal's house. That is my surname.
Really?
Also, can we also just stay away from referring to my career as blowing up, please?
Ah, okay. Do people say that?
As the Muslim guy, we can't say that the Muslim guy's career is blowing
up.
Okay?
Guys,
I came in to tell bad jokes. Let me just let it get now already.
For those who've been living under a rock, bar Mr. Barnes. I'm going to call him Mr. Barnes. He's a Kryptonian, one-liner comedian. Jans Barnes is a fresh face of the local comedy scene and arguably a master of his craft in this genre. First making a splash as the winner of the Jokers Comedy Championship in 2013, Barnes was quickly noticed and went on to perform at major festivals such as the Rocking the Daisies, the Grahamstown National Arts Festival in the same year. This helped him showcase his talent nationwide, subsequently building him a loyal and dedicated fan base, both at theatres and clubs throughout the country as well as online. In 2014, Barnes was taking the coveted cover of Good Hope FM's Laughmaster and so many other
things have been happening, guys. So I feel like you just read my like a dating profile now. Hey ladies, this is Yassine Barnes. If you choose him, he's available.
You know, I was just talking to Mapuche just now and I was talking about how difficult it must be to be a comedian. And also later Nakodilia at the down there, we're talking about sometimes you're making a joke and people won't laugh and the dying face.
I think I've gotten used to telling, because I tell short jokes. Yeah. I tell one-liners. So I'm very used to people not getting my jokes.
Really?
People not finding them funny. Or just, it's not for them. So it's fine.
So, but for the fact that you nominated for the Comedy Awards, it means you're a very funny man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To most people. There's some people that, like if I tell my mom jokes. Yeah. Because I run my jokes by my mom first.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'm a bit of a mommy's boy like that. I'm not going to lie.
Also, you rehearse with her. So, for example, if they're not funny with her, it means they won't be funny. No.
Then my mom's like, do you think that's going to get retweets? Please don't do
it. Oh, wow. My mom
will roast me. In front of, in the house, she'll roast me. And then it's like, is this a stage? Why are you telling me jokes?
You think I can? I think I bag. But because for me, your Twitter, your career actually started on Twitter when you started tweeting funny stuff and then it picked off. How did that happen?
As a child, I used to tell bad jokes right at school, and then just bad jokes, because then they started calling bad jokes at school Yasins.
Ooh,
like the whole school would go, oh, that's a Yasin. It would just be dry jokes. And then I found Twitter, started putting my jokes out there. It picked up fast. Then I was like, here's a whole community of people that like dry jokes.
Oh, and then like the whole South Africa.
And
like
then it just picked
jokes
up. And then Gino Fernandez, who was inside now, he was the comedian who found me on Twitter. And he was like,
oh, is he the black guy?
No.
Can I say that? Am I allowed to say black? He's the black guy.
He's the other colored guy. He's the colored guy that looks like a poor white.
Yeah.
He's that guy.
Like, I'm trying to, like, because the producer said, no, don't laugh too much on the mic. So now I'm trying to, like, restrain myself. No, that is really amazing.
So he's the guy that found me on Twitter, and he was like, yo, I ran a gig. Come do this thing. I went on stage, told some jokes, and then...
You killed it.
Yeah.
And as I say, the rest is history.
Yeah, the rest was just lols on lols on lols.
And now you're nominated in the Intermediary Awards. What is it? What is it called?
The intermediate category.
Lisa Vanna Comics Choice Awards. Yeah.
Last year, I was nominated and I won the Newcomer of the Year. And then this year, I'm in the one step up, which is a great
thing. You like going like, we're
going at this. I feel like Rocky because I'm just punching at the meat.
Is there anyone else in the category that you think we must look out for that people don't necessarily know?
I think everyone in the category is actually blazing. Like, if you put the whole category, like, it's Prince, it's Alfred, Adrian, it's Glenn Bedwin, Pam, it's Elton.
Sounds like a lot of, what is this, Kipturno names, a lot of colored names. Andres.
You know, we're three colors on the lineup, but I'm the only Cape Townian guy that.
Oh really?
Yeah, one of the few. And but yeah, it's a strong lineup. Everybody's good. Everybody, I'll say, deserves to be there. They've all been working hard. We've all been working hard. I'll take some.
I make shit happen, you know. Yeah. So for me, I was really like, oh my god, why isn't Tenjo? You know, Tenjo is from Cape Town to Durban. So Tenjo makes Zulu jokes, right? So I'm like, oh my god, why isn't he in the category? I was kind of like mad. I don't know if you guys know. Am I the only one who know Tenjo here? Like, yeah, like, Tenjo is really funny, and I thought you should have been, you know, but I guess there's a comedy of people who are. But I'm glad that you are nominated.
Thank you.
And
that's the thing. It's also the thing of if you are in the industry, your job is to work the country. So you're supposed to be, like, touring. You're supposed to go, spend time in Joburg, spend time in Durban. You must let the country know who you are. And that's been my job for the last year. It's just to come up to Joburg every couple of months, spend a few weeks here, play the scene, get to learn new crowds as well, because the more you play to different people, the more they go, oh, so you learn to tell jokes to everyone
differently and in different because you were saying earlier, talking about dying, that you'd find that you speak in front of 20,000 people at an award ceremony and everyone is laughing, but then you go to a bar, a club of 40 people and then no one is laughing.
Less than 40, by the way. we have nights where there's 6 people in the crowd.
Ooh, and then
it's like
and
you can see their face. You know when you can see someone go,
it
hurts.
I can imagine, hey? Because this is your career and you base your profession on people laughing. That's how you base yourself.
So when even in this, let's say, a group of 6 people and you hear like a ha-ha, then you know you're killing.
Because it is worthy of, My putty.
Yes.
My putty's been laughing so much that she's lost concentration on what's next.
Oh, okay. We look at the trends of the week and
we're
trying to analyze them. So there was this particular trend of a guy called Tato. It was last week.
Oh, okay.
We didn't have our show last week and I was like, we're not going to let this pass.
Yes, because we're so busy. Unfortunately, we're not available.
Throwback trends. Are we just going for throwback trends today?
Yes. And tell the story. Yes.
So this guy is dating ladies and... making them his blessers, stuff like that.
He's making them he's blessing them.
No, he's a blessee.
He's a blessee.
Yeah.
And he's a guy. So it blew up on Twitter and everyone went crazy. And I'm like, but we have blessees. We have women who are blessees and no one has a problem with it.
Yeah. So
I think men also, like, men from a young age become, like, when they lose their hair, then we become blessees.
Yeah?
you know, men just they get a bliss. You know, it's a bliss.
Is it called a bliss?
Yeah, when you lose your hair, then it's a bliss.
Okay.
So we've been blessings for a long time before
the trend started.
Let me just tell you, I've got full head of hair, as you can see.
So apparently,
but also this guy's quite a role model.
He is. He started. I think a lot of guys do it, but they just do it under the covers. Because apparently, what he does
obviously
is
under the covers. That's
those guys who take you on a date and they're like, oh my god, I forgot my wallet.
Yes.
And you're always paying.
And he tweets and he's like, don't spend your own money. He's very, don't spend your own money.
And this one's on me. This one's on me.
So do you also do that?
No, I have a wife my wife is quite independent though. she has her own money. I have my own money. We mix the money sometimes. But so I don't think I could have a sugar mommy, eh?
Yeah.
Because yeah. That's what they call it. Why can't they just sugar? We love the vivacious one, like the blessy, blessa. This sugar daddy sugar, it's kind of like takes us back. We want the vivacious one. The maybe we're acceptable one.
It sounds holier if we say this person's blessing me. Because for years we've had priests blessing people. Now they just. Blessing them in other ways.
Shoo. So you wouldn't, would you discourage or would you say, go be a blessing or what? Would you, if you had a kid, whoa. Would you encourage them to be a blesser or a blessing?
I'd say go live your life, eh? If this is your game and your swag, go do your thing.
With your money.
My thing is, if you can do what you do at what you love and someone can pay you to do it.
Mm.
If it means that you love sex and someone's gonna pay you, then by all means. Well, we must not shame. We must not career shame.
Thank you.
Didn't Bonang say this? Bonang said that do what you love and find someone to pay you to do it.
Yeah.
Yes. If it means
you know what I do? I love telling jokes. People pay me to do it now. Right?
Like who would have imagined standing on stage telling jokes and getting paid for it?
Ah,
getting paid more than most people in like an hour's set.
I feel like I'm
more than they'll get paid in a month.
Yeah. I feel like
in
sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
I'm not there yet.
No, okay. But guys, there are people in the country who are so not funny and they're making so much money.
Money.
Let your name drop.
So back to the Savannah Comics Choice Awards that's coming up this Saturday at Monte Casino. What can we expect? Because you're just telling me that you came from rehearsal.
Yeah. So we're busy putting. Do you guys know that 70s show?
70s.
That 70s show. It was a show that used to come on Mnet like quite a while.
Well, I was not born in the 70s. Was I born? No, I was not born. Yeah. No,
that is a struggle period we do not speak about as a country anymore.
Yes. Yeah. So
we're busy putting together the intro skit at the moment that we were rehearsing.
Yeah.
So it's just basically to set the standard for the night.
It's gonna
so
be.
Is that the theme for the night? 70s.
No. As a country, we can't.
We can't. No, we can't. Yay.
I saw some. There's the one. I think it's the Cape Town Twitter account. Mm. And they like to do Throwback Thursday, and then they show photos of like what Cape Town used to look like in the past. Then we're like, no, guys, you see, it's this not. Is black and white photos.
So just to wrap things up a bit, now Maputo's wondering if you could just share a joke with us. Because I always blame, I'm like, Maputo's my scapegoat. Whenever I want something, like, oh, Maputo said, Maputo's like, you just share a joke. They're like, yeah.
Let's
putting you on the spot.
Let's see if you're going to laugh.
Yeah. I was in the mall today. I saw a sign that said wet floor. So I did.
What?
Hey, you guys with me? Are you guys there?
I'm really all the best, but I'm really worried.
I just came to tell short jokes, guys.
But I guess it doesn't matter because the mere fact that we're laughing means you're achieving your end goal. Oh my god. So what are your social media contacts?
Wait, I've got one more joke, guys.
Oh, okay.
I've got one more joke.
Oh, there's one more.
I like
we love, yeah.
So it's a two-part joke. So, yeah. I'm going to put together a show. I'm going to call it Pun. It's going to be a play on words. No. I'm going to put together a show. I'm going to call it Cats. It's going to be about two colored boys playing with a ball. You cats, then I cats, then you cats. No? I feel like you guys are just not here today. No, guys.
Yes, so.
Whoever is nominated against you.
Yeah, they're going to win. They're going to win now.
Thank you so much.
You guys are hurting my feelings.
But all the best.
See you. We're going to be there.
Are you guys going to be there as well?
We're going to be there. We're going to be there. And we're going to, because you know what we love things? We're going to be backstage. We don't want media acts. We want that backstage. Where people are crying.
Are you guys going to be snapping from the back?
Yes. We're gonna be stepping out the bag when people are crying. We're gonna be there, so we're gonna be seeing you there. I'm gonna be crying
when I don't need. And I'm gonna blame you guys for not loving him.
Guys, me I loved. Thank you so much for joining us. You're so cool.
My handles, you can find my handles on your guys' Twitter because you tweeted me earlier.
Yeah, I tweeted you. Yeah. I was so excited.
Can you please follow me? Because apparently you like a celeb.
I want to address this. You people will follow us. I don't follow people back. What's up with that?
And I already at Maputi Perez.
I'm going to find you.
It was awesome. I need followers.
No.
I need to get your followers.
Let's do this. Let's make a thing of we're going to follow backs.
Follow backs. Yeah, thank follow you so it. Much. Yasin Barnes, we're going to be reporting about his show next week. If it's not funny, I'm going to tell people.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Our next guest, or should I say telephonic guest, is the amazing...
The legendary.
She acted as Sophie in Generation Season 1.
Okay.
Were you alive?
Yeah, well.
And then she was on Isibaya as Josie. And then she did Madam and Eve.
Yes!
And then she did Tempe Pushers. That was my favorite.
Oh my God.
That
yes.
was amazing. Mm. And then she was Mary on Skim Sam.
Sure.
We have Mutabi on the line. How are you?
Me Mutabi batun dibelang.
Very well, and how are you?
We're good, thanks, and you?
I am so fine. I'm fabulous.
We're so happy.
Legend.
Legend. And you know, I grew up watching you, and I tell a lot of people, like, oh my God, I'm going to be talking to Mutabi.
I told everyone.
Yes.
When I woke up, I said to my roommate, I'm going to talk to a legend today.
Okay.
Don't try to freak me out, eh?
Yeah, wait now. You still are a legend, and you know what?
Well, thank you. I'm humbled.
Mutabi, okay. Who is a Mutabi Nyelele?
But who's Mutabi Nyelele? And I guess part of it you've just been mentioning, but I guess the things that I do, you know, Mutabi is, I always say, a daughter, a sister of many people, yes, I grew up in Johannesburg, Kusoweto, Johannesburg, so it's a big way.
Ochen, Omona.
Omona.
So.
You know, and I grew up here, and to, obviously to our listeners out there, many of them know me through my work.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, performance.
Yeah, amazing work.
Thank you.
You really do inspire us. You really do inspire us, and you know, you pamisa the bar of acting every single time I see you. You're working, and also I know you're a verse over artist, and you literally are the epitome of excellence, black excellence, that is, in the entertainment industry.
Yeah, no, and that's also what I think, that you know, we have to do gifts and talents. We have to inspire each other. We have to help each other transform our lives. Otherwise, there's no point, you know. We have to always try to do the best we can and the best we know how. And I guess that's what I'm trying to do, you know, to stay more.
And you're doing it so well.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
So, what inspired your, what inspired you, the Pen Award, for winning Shirley Bao?
What inspired the writing of Shirley Bao?
Yes.
Okay. Again, you know, as I said, we need to transform our lives. We need to see. And I think my work as an artist is to really look at where society is and respect.
Wow. So, was it difficult working on such a project?
Hello.
Airtime into the thing.
I think
we cut it. We'll try to get her a bit later. She's a legendary. She's an icon. She's somebody that I look up to. She is award winning, and it would have been amazing to have her here. We're gonna plan to get here. Yeah. Gary, what are you thinking? Tony right now. That's Gareth. That's Gareth. We're gonna bring Mutabi later. We're gonna bring her, and you know what? Yeah, no, it's amazing.
Let's play an ad and then try get her back on the line.
Whoa!
Download the Cliff Central app, available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store.
Memo Tabi is back on the line. Thank the Lord. Nripa tiker hoye tay tin ke atai mi. Sabotage. Sabotage. Me. I know you running on a very tight schedule, so I'm just gonna, you know, brazzle through my questions. So one of the our listeners just tweeted right now. What is the important lesson that you've learned in your past experiences and that has contributed to the type of artist you are today? That was from at Lerato Mutsibi. Yeah.
This name is so bad. What are the important lessons I've learned from?
From your past experiences, basically your life together. What's the one thing that you've learned, and, you know, how have they created you as an artist today?
I guess, you know, for me, most importantly, it's just to make sure that you do what you know best and you do it to the best of your ability.
Mm.
And to respect people, to respect yourself. But again, I think which is key for me is to know what you stand for.
Mm.
Because if you don't know what you stand for, you will fall for everything.
Everything. Mm.
Exactly.
And
I think, you know, once you know what your values are, you cannot be swayed by anything, you know, for that matter. So those are the key things that I really learned, especially because we are in an industry of all the things, you know, the nyam nyam, lady, what one, you know.
Yeah, what is the yam yam?
You know,
yes.
So you always have to know for a Ghana, and what I do today will actually come back to haunt me tomorrow,
yes,
and down the line. So whatever you do, even as, you know, when growing up, try to do what you know is right. That doesn't mean that you cannot make mistakes. We are human beings, and we are here on the planet to actually learn and make mistakes, because that's how we grow, you know. But there are other things that you know for the air. Why is it being honest? You know.
Wabona Ore is not, that's so true. So, Mama, what interesting projects or collaborations are you currently involved in at current?
Yeah, the most important one, I think, is Vodacom, the Vodacom one, where I'm their brand ambassador for their Calvin. So, that is exciting. And again, you know, people have been asking me, what do you think Vodacom decided on you? And I'm like, well, part of it probably is blessings. I must just be grateful for somebody thought and identified. But I also think that, going back to, you know, the previous question, that again, maybe they saw what values I espouse, you know, that link to what they are doing. I really believe in the product. It's a funeral cover for you and your family, and then you have another one which is just for you as an individual. And it is such a groundbreaking product, in a sense that, I mean, I haven't heard of any similar product on the market, but it is a product that you can easily access it when you have your SIM card, your Vodacom, and, you know, that's all that you need, and you are on prepaid or top up, and all you need is to get information on that SIM card, your Vodacom, and you follow all the prompts on that, and then you will see the different policies that you want to take, you know, the different premiums that you can actually opt for. So the funeral cover for you and your family, it's the one that you can actually cover your spouse, you know, and up to 5 children. And, you know, I always say, you don't have to say, oh, I think I'm going to buy 5 children.
And talking about Vodacom, I was at the Vodacom launch in Soweto, and they're launching something in Soweto. And Nerilogo Chafpoz, and I saw you getting down. And I was like, yo, Batong, can you take like abilities on these? And I'm looking at the top.
Oh my Lord!
What's up, Memo Time?
My other niece the other day, I didn't know that you can jump so well. I keep number on a guitar, guys.
Did get down, mama? Did get down?
I think it's what I'm saying. Color in the room. I'm sorry, I'm a little bit. It's not like that.
Ooh, say, I say, Raleigh was a Memo Time. Raleboa for.
Thank you so much.
So, because I remember we squeezed such little time on Rufu, man. Man, we had to go to because Kim Memotabi and Razor King and our friend Buntle. And was like, yo, we're talking about you. Yo, Batung. Yes, yes. No, go back. Or blend your social media context, Nyana, before. Bye-bye.
But no, I'm on Twitter. It's and then I'm on Facebook. I'm going to try Instagram one.
Lega mama. On a little face, see? On a little body, on a little everything.
No, but no. Where's
the key?
But when we meet, you must actually come and say, it's me. Hello.
Hello.
You know? Yes. You know, and say, make it die. I get down, but you didn't come and say hi.
Nah, nah. No, mama. When I see you, I'm like, mama, kimpo. I'm gonna be such a groupie. Thank you so much for being with us. Can't wait to have you on.
Thank you. Bye.
Inspire people to opt for the store next. Bye bye.
Download the Cliff Central app. Available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store.
Nigga talking B shit when the price blaze. Why you smoking cheap shit? This is high grade.
You are still at the stream with Maputi Perez and Mpo Secrets. We are doing the Mierste, the
with
most,
the
with the least. And our next presenter, actually, it's Q from Q Suits. I have so much history with this guy. So much history.
Yeah.
The bad, the ugly, the good.
I can understand.
But I still love him nonetheless because he is doing amazing things.
And, you know, if you wonder who he is, Suits by Q is a luxury online gentleman's boutique established through passion and dedication. Stylish and elegant suits, formal shoes, and gentleman accessories by Gopelo. Ndwandwe, former and stylist of Suits by Q. The aim is to ensure our clients, their clients, find their gentleman look for any occasions according to the specific specifications, the best quality of the Italian tailored suits and genuine formal shoes to complete an ideal image of a modern, elegant gentleman. Their items are regularly advertised on social media. On Instagram, they are Suits_Q. They also do setups to showcase their style for groups and by appointment. Orders are done by contacting the boutique with the items you are interested in and your size. For local clients around Joburg and Pretoria, within 3 hours within, you've placed an order. Ooh, actually, what order within 48 hours? No one knows anyone good English. So Q is here.
Yes. I'm,
you know,
in the house.
People want to work away now. Pastor, work away now. People, but people saying this, saying that. But you're like, but then, you know, you really are.
And we're like, guys, we don't want to hear rumors. We want him in the studio.
Yeah, because Maputi's actually been pushing you. So that's great. You've got like an ally over there.
Rumors. Oh, thank you.
So please tell us in your own, like, who is Q and what is Q Suits?
Okay, Q is basically a Zulu boy from Durban. I come from a township called Claremont, and I came to Johannesburg to study. So I've fallen in love with suits for as long as I know. I've always been obsessed with being a gentleman and looking good. I'm sure a lot of people can attest to that. So, you know, I've always had passion for suits, clothing, looking good, and being a gentleman. So, you know, when I was studying, I used to hate going to school.
What did you study? What were you studying at the time?
LLB.
Wait, advanced?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hey.
You have a degree, babe.
I've got a degree, but then I hated studying. I actually thought that I was going to graduate, go and work, and then get money, raise money to start my own business. But then, you know, you get people who approach you and they're like, are you a stylist? Can you please style me? Are you a designer? And then so this one night I just thought, why don't I just turn this into a business
just
now?
Just do it.
Yeah, why wait to go and work? Why can't I just do it now? And then I just started and it's been 4 months and business is crazy.
What am I built? It's been 4 months.
Yes, but business is crazy.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm like, oh my God, because you're literally everywhere.
Yeah,
and literally. Yes, you literally everywhere. Or the only place you've not been in King Karachole, one of the company things advertising. But you've styled the likes of radio and television personality Leroy Mark.
Yeah.
How is it working with such people? Hana Dram.
No, there's no drama at all. I feel like, okay, with Leroy Mark, him and I have been friends, so we've got a relationship before this relationship, this suits relationship. Mm. So we've got a very good relationship, and he gives me some advice.
He's very good at that.
Yes, he gives me some tips, and we're working good together. There's no bad so far. Well, you choose the people that you work with, so yeah.
So if Mpo was to come to you and be like, oh my god, I'm going to this amazing event and I'm looking for, I'm not sure what I'm looking for. How would you, you know, because there are clients like that, they don't know what they're looking for.
Yeah, I do get a lot of clients like that. Well, what I do in that case, I'd ask the client, so are you a person who likes like loud colors, color blocking? What are your favorite colors? Mm. And how do you like your suit to fit? Mm. And then I look for some, I source something, if 89% to 100%, if not exactly the same thing that you want.
Really?
So I go with your personality, I try and find out what kind of person you are, what colors you like, and then, I...
Because you know there are stylists out there, they're like, no, this will look good on you. Doesn't matter how you feel. So, okay, while you're here, we've got a stylist in studio. Hosani, the 1st of September. Spring's upon us. What should people be wearing?
Okay, well, coming this season, it's like light colors, your blues, your yellows, your pink. Actually, on my Insta, if you could look at my Instagram page, I did post a sneak peek of what's coming up this springtime.
Okay.
So I wore a pink blazer and yellow pants.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, you saw that, right? And I'm also having a photo shoot next week. I'm showcasing my spring collection. So it's bright colors. Color blocking is coming back.
How?
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, bo.
So these neutral colors, you guys, it's short today. And they need to go.
Yeah, they are. You need to. They must buy.
They need to. So we need a little pop of color.
Yeah, pop of color and light colors.
And light colors.
Yes.
So, who are you currently styling right now?
Okay, I'm currently styling Leroy Mark, and I've also been approached by Charlton Forbes.
Oh.
And I do have two other celebrities that I cannot disclose.
You know.
No,
you
but
know
give those. Us the exclusive cue. Why are you like this? You know me.
But hey, undisclosed, not the contract. This guy did law. There's something called contract law.
Exactly.
And you bind by the conditions of the contract.
Let's just keep tuning into my Instagram page and then,
and then you'll be able to find out.
You'll find out.
Mapucho, you need to watch both something.
How is your business inspiring young people out there?
Okay, I'm a young person myself, you understand? And I came from nothing. So,
But came from nothing, got his suits.
I did, believe it or not.
Trust him, I know him personally.
Believe it or not, I came from nothing, and I'm a guy that always had a vision, and I trust the process.
Yeah.
So I do meet with like young guys, and I'm not a person who says, you know what, you cannot afford my suits.
Yeah.
Get out of here. I sit down. It's either I must take from my own profits and give you a suit, because at the end of the day, it's not about making money, it's about building a brand. You understand?
That's amazing.
So.
Nice.
I was also I'm also currently giving, I'm not that I was giving away, I'm currently giving away free suits. Like I've got a deal with a few high schools. I've got a deal with a few high schools. So I basically give away my flyers for upcoming matric dances.
Yeah.
And for every four customers I get from the school, the fifth one goes to a disadvantaged student.
Oh.
I take them to the matric dance, I give away free suits, and I pay for everything.
So when you should have been the forefront of like Miss Mnisi and all of that saga.
Something like that.
And I'm actually looking at someone who doesn't have an outfit to the Comedy Awards on Saturday.
I'm going to be wearing...
And you know, people have actually been approaching me outside, people are asking me how. So do you usually dress up like this on a daily basis? Isn't it hot?
Trust.
And then I tell them, I dress up like this. I'm used to it.
That church is way on a Sunday. The only brand jacket. So Honor excuse. Where like a summer cap you went to that church. So if this is your church outfit, yay. You know, wear it every
you
day.
You know, this guy called me the other day, come to some place in Bromfontein. He's like, should I call it a club or whatever? Mm. When I get there, Haibo. It's like he's going to a what? I'm like,
I remember that day.
Did you know that you played her?
No, people are always saying,
I'm like, my lord.
But then I'm dressed, like, when I go to Bram, trust me, I'm always dressed at my least.
Really?
So, you know, it's just a blazer and pants. Right now, I'm wearing a three-piece suit. So
a three-piece suit. Exactly. So, what are your...
Flower.
Hey, when? Taylor, but
jack of all trades.
Jack of all trades. You know, your style really does inspire me, and it's, you literally. I think for me, we always have a segment called Shine a Light, and we talk about entrepreneurs in South Africa that are doing amazing things. And I think you're one of those people. No, and thanks. I think in the next 5 years, you're going to be one of the best.
The
influencers, literally. I think that's where you're going, because in 4 months that you've been here, I was actually so shocked. I'm like, 4 months? Can you imagine?
Well, yeah,
businesses humbled. Take a year before anybody actually realize what the hell they're doing.
Yeah.
So you're amazing. Thank you for joining us. Any last words? Social media. What's next?
It's suits_Q on Instagram. It's Kopelondwando on Facebook. Unfortunately, I quit Twitter for some reasons, and I'm actually working on getting a showroom. Setting up a showroom, so you stay tuned to that on my Instagram page as well. I update most of my stuff on Instagram.
So how do people find your suits? Do you have a store, or they order online?
They order online. Currently I'm just posting my things online on a weekly basis.
Okay.
You understand? And then we can have an appointment. You book an appointment with me, I sit down with you, I take your size and whatnot. But I am working on a showroom, and it's gonna be
so look on middle like KFC Lubizu Meshar.
No, not KFC. Anyway, else. But KFC.
Okay. Oh, amazing. I'm going to be at the Red Carpet Mother Savannah Comics Choice Awards. Maybe I'll be rocking in something about Q. Who knows? Thank you very much for everybody who just joined us at home. Thank you for Q. Thanks to all the comedians, the actors, thank you, legendary actress who we're speaking to. And then Soul Stringer, he was also amazing. And Q, a relatively girlfriend or partner, but she was looking amazing, and she's so lovely as well. Thank you very much. This is Impulse Secrets and Maputi Perez. Check you next week.
Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.